Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. Today is March 3rd, and this episode is called Eye for Inspiring Personality. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118:24. If you are an inspiring eye personality, you are inspiring, influencing, impressionable, interesting, impressive, and involved. You shape the environment, persuade and get involved with people. You love social recognition, group activities, building relationships. You're charming, sociable, and enthusiastic. Your impulsiveness and disorganization can lead to lack of follow-through and sometimes illogical conclusions. You can take your people down the wrong path. You need an anchor and systems in place to keep you on target. You are people-oriented, not task-oriented, so concentrate on the things that need to be done, not just the things you want to do. Getting to level 2 permission leadership is pretty easy for you because you are people-oriented and can make friends quickly. However, getting to level 3 production leadership can be difficult because not only do you have to work hard doing your own job, but you need to work hard helping others understand the vision and help them accomplish their tasks. You're the life of the party. You live to bring joy and fun to the masses. You're the chief salesperson, whether it's in your job description or not. You leave people feeling good about situations. You choose transparency over rigidity, substance over form. You're a people person and treat others well, usually. You think of people first, tasks second, and that is your strength and limitation. You can also get so caught up in yourself so much that you forget other people. Your main limitation is that you choose being liked over just about everything else. You can be selfish without recognizing it, thinking that you're not because you're making everything so much fun, and people like fun. You can hijack conversations and make it difficult for reserved personalities, the very people you need to help you get organized and win. Eyes make great salespeople if you learn to focus and follow up. You are outgoing and people-oriented. You love to perform and love taking people with you. You make great connections, but follow-through is very difficult, possibly your greatest failure mechanism if you're a salesperson, and at a lot of other things too. You can also oversell, promise the sun, but only deliver the moon instead. Basically, you have a hard time focusing. If you learn to focus and follow up in a timely fashion, you will be hard to beat. You need a task-oriented team member to help keep you on target, positive accountability, I call it, and to help you remember do the homework necessary to get really good. Too often you rely on your natural talent, which is good, but usually not great. You need to study, practice, listen, and repeat, and do the extra work necessary to get great. Don't be lazy or you'll start to gain momentum, but then crash and burn when you realize you don't have the tenacity to stay on target and all your work will be wasted. Get consistency. Persistence is the key to success in anything. Finding ways to be persistent is the penultimate factor of success in anything. Do this one thing, be persistent, and you will succeed. If you're an I or an S, supportive personality, or if you struggle getting on and staying on target, get some positive accountability to learn how to conquer this area of struggle. Keep your eyes on the goal, do the work, and have fun. Don't substitute work for fun. You'll do plenty of fun naturally. 25 to 30% of the population is an I. So how do you relate to an I? Eyes work well and enjoy working with others. They are not the best with schedules and timelines, so be patient with them and help them build systems to be focused, detailed, and organized, and to embrace good self-control practices. They're creative and have lots of energy. Lots of energy. Did I say lots of energy? They're the energy behind most projects. They love rewards and recognition, praise them in public, and gain their trust. They need kindness and can be loud and boisterous. They can also be sensitive, even to the point of being oversensitive. So they need you to be gentle when arguing with them or when giving them hard, critical feedback. It's not that they can't take it, it's just they hate to disappoint people. They have trouble focusing, and it can be misdiagnosed as ADHD or ADD. They just have tremendous energy. Lord, help me learn to focus and stay on target. Show me how to put others first and to think before I speak. That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.